G'day Audio Boo, Ian here. Ian Cath on all the social platforms that you may choose to follow me on. Day two of Audio Mo. And I thought I'd just share with you a little bit of a story, a little bit of a comparison. I know that a lot of people who listen to Audio Boo are in the Northern Hemisphere, so I thought I'd share a few things that are maybe a little bit different to the way you live your lives up there. And tell you a bit about what life here in Brisbane is like. It's currently winter. We're on the 2nd of July, aren't we? But here in Australia, it's winter. And Brisbane, fortunately, does winter quite spectacularly. We generally have clear days and nights, which means the nights can get quite cool, down to, you know, the single figure numbers in Celsius, you know, 5-6 degrees. Occasionally here in Brisbane, no, we don't quite get a frost. It doesn't quite get that cool at night. But the thing is, during the day, it becomes quite extreme, like often 22, 24 degrees during the day. So we can get a 15 to 20 degree temperature difference, which is really quite wonderful. And because of that, we've got a slightly different climate to what we're used to. And I first noticed it a few years ago, when I was overseas. I went to Germany in, when was it? June, I think it was. June 08, I was in Germany. And I remember walking through one of the markets in Tübingen. And I remember seeing all these berries. Berries I've never seen before in my life. Berries like red currants. I've never ever seen red currants before. And I was amazed to see so many of them. I saw other berries which I am a little bit familiar with, which we see in summer, things like raspberries and blueberries and boysenberries and the like. And just, but what blew me away with the harvest, the cornucopia of produce that was being produced there in summer in Berlin, in Germany, was the amount of fresh berry produce. And I thought, well, this is summer, this is berry season, isn't it? You know, like, this is when we get our raspberries from way down south, Victoria, Tasmania. You know, they send raspberries up to us. But we don't really grow berries here in Queensland because it's a little bit too warm. And then it dawned on me, I went, hang on, yes, we do. And I also remembered another fact, too, that Wimbledon has strawberries and cream, doesn't it? But that's, what, August, isn't it? But strawberries are a summer crop in Europe. And I thought, no, here in Queensland, that's not the case. For us here in Queensland, strawberries are a winter crop. And we're just coming into strawberry season at the moment, which is when they tend to grow. And I noticed just the other day at the markets that we're starting to get raspberries being produced locally as a winter crop here in Brisbane as well. It's just something profoundly different. And in thinking about that, we live in a subtropical climate and things are a little bit different. My mother visited a couple of weeks ago and she brought down from Toowoomba a fruit that I know a lot of people overseas wouldn't know, and I know that a lot of Australians certainly don't know it. I've seen Victorians, when it rarely turns up at the markets, look at it in confusion, not knowing what they are. And it's a fruit that some Queenslanders know, and I particularly love, and it's a fruit called Monstereo Delicio. Monstereo Deliciosus, I think is its name. I think that's its full botanical name. We just call them Monstereos. Monstereos are an interesting fruit. I think they come from Mexico originally. That's their native land. And they are a decorative plant that grows under the bridges, underneath some of the trees. People have them in their gardens. They tend to like full shade and they have huge leaves. I'm talking about leaves. If you reach out with your arms and make a circle and leave a 1 foot, a 300 mil gap between your hands, a leaf that big that's full of holes, big leaves. And these leaves grow on a vine about size of your fist in diameter, and it will climb up trees and it'll climb up rock walls, and they have these root systems that will attach them to trees. But in the Monstereo plant, they throw out around this time of year a flower that eventually opens into a fruit, which eventually ripens into a fruit over 12 months. And then around this time of the year, they are fully mature. Part of the cover art for this audio book will be a photograph of some Monsterios that I'm eating at the moment, that my mum brought down. They're a very unusual fruit that, like I said, not many people are aware of. A bit of a nickname for them is a fruit salad fruit, because really that's what they taste like. They're actually not a fruit that is commercially available because they're just too hard to eat. And you have to be a little bit strategic in the way that you eat them, and that you have to allow the hexagonal shaped green outer skin to slowly fall off in individual scales. And over a day you might get maybe 30 mil of the skin ripening and falling off, and then you can eat that much of it. So it's good to have maybe three of these on the go at any one time, so that you can be eating 3 centimeters of fruit off each one, during each day. It's a beautiful, beautiful fruit, but if you're a little bit greedy and you dip down into not the fully ripened fruit, there are these tiny little glassy fibers in it that are like splinters, and you get them in your tongue. So you have to wait for the fruit to be fully ripe to eat them. So they're a really challenging fruit to eat, but like so many good things in life, if you take the time and the effort and obey the rules, you get an absolutely divine experience. And it's a fruit that very few people know about. And even those of us here in Brisbane, generally speaking, we don't have it to eat ourselves, unless we know somebody who's growing them in their backyard. And like I said, it's a different climate, certainly different to Europe where many people are. And it's now that time of year where we're moving into our winter fruits, and it's really quite wonderful. We've just had a few days of rain, very cloudy, very wet, but as I walk now beside the Brisbane River, we've had a change come through during the day, and it's a spectacularly sunny winter's afternoon, probably about 18 degrees maybe, say 16 degrees. I'm in shorts and t-shirt, very comfortable, and the sky is blue, and everybody's out walking after a few days' rain. And I know that the strawberries are ripening.